Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, social media expert extraordinaire. KathyPerry.com is her website. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us all these years. And let's talk about websites. One of the biggest mistakes a lot of small business owners make when they don't have a website is not realizing, or not having it optimized the way it should be, is not realizing the whole concept of local search, right?
Right.
Local search is huge, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, interestingly,
why are we still having to talk about, why are we even still having to talk about local search?
The funny thing is, even talking about the fact of small businesses having websites.
I know.
Because Capital One recently did a survey of small business clients in their fall 2016 Small Business Barometer survey. Only 56% of them had company websites.
If 20 years ago, when I started doing my show, almost 20 years ago, I was talking about getting a website. It never occurred to me that 20 years later, we'd still be talking about that.
They'll be talking about it. I mean, it's unheard of that people don't think they need one. But you do have to have one. One of the things that they also mention is consumers, when they still are researching a company that they're going to do business with by going to their website. And if they don't have a website, they're less likely to do business
with
them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it gives them that comfort that they're a real company.
Tell us how the local search works.
Well, the local search is still, in effect. So you still have all of those things like your articles, your blog posts, the backlinks, the domain authority, the map. All of those factors are still in the search algorithm. It's how authoritative your website is and that sort of thing. In addition to, they got rid of some of the keyword stuff that everybody used to focus on, but now it is about content, it is about links and your local, filling out the Google Maps results. You definitely need to do that.
Well, if you live in Dimebox, Texas, you probably don't need to have a search that says South Dimebox, Texas.
That's right.
But if you live in Cincinnati, then you might need to tell people whether you're in Kentucky or not.
That's right.
You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm being a little bit facetious, but I mean, if you live in Nashville, if you live in Tampa, around those places, people are searching for this. They'll search for neighborhoods.
They're on their phone.
Searching for neighborhoods.
Looking for people in the neighborhood. Yes, absolutely. So, there was another survey conducted that 46% say that a website is the biggest determinant on whether they trust the company. So, there's lots of different reasons, but quality content on the website is also a very important thing so that the context is relevant to the consumer.
Right. Right. Well, and I use all that whenever I'm traveling, I'm outside of my office. I've got my magic wand in my hand. Right.
And I do a
voice search and it brings up the first two or three options. And then invariably before I call them, I want to see a link that says website.
You want to look at it. Yeah,
I'll look at that website. I'll click on the website.
Well, a lot of businesses will show up in Yelp and Yellow Pages and that sort of thing. And then once they get there, then they'll click through to the business's website. So it's still very, very relevant.
Right.
And, you know, your local organic factors of SEO are still very important. So I just, you know, when I was kind of shocked that there were so many small businesses that still were ignoring the fact that the website is important.
And they're the ones that are complaining because they don't have any business.
That's true. That's true.
Folks, you don't have a right to do that. If you don't have a website and you're not maximizing your local search, you're the same people who, as late as 1920, still didn't have a phone in your business. Ah, those newfangled things are never going to catch on. You know what I mean? I mean, ridiculous. I mean, folks, this is not optional.
No, it really isn't. And, you know, Google doesn't consider the social signals when they're thinking about the authority of a site. So, like on Facebook, they're, you know, obviously your likes and your comments and your shares are important in Facebook, but not in Google, mm-hmm. not in Google searches. Mm-hmm. So social signals do not weigh the influence of a website or of a business.
Kathy, KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Anybody wants you to help them with their social media, all they got to do is contact you from the website?
Yes, KathyPerry.com.
And if they're in Tampa, Florida, they can do a local search for you there too?
Yeah, pretty much. you know, one of the challenges I have with local search is there happens to be a celebrity called Katy Perry. And so Google always thinks
yeah, but you're the yeah,
her.
But you're the pretty one though. See, and she just sings a little bit. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back with Kathy Perry right after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.